B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
Dean Patrick Corbin, and then we'll have Scherzer game one. Yeah. But I do love it.
Yeah. For the one day, it is great, but it is a little donkey-ish for that.
Yeah, because you just played 162 games to lose on one day. But if your team is the second wild card team, like the Phillies will be fighting for, then you're like, oh, I love this. Because the Philly, they shouldn't have made the playoffs if there was only one wild card team.
Yeah, no, you're right. And coming up, we're going to get to this Bob Nightingale article and have a very productive conversation about the game, because a lot of the baseball dignitaries, even current executives that were quoted in this story off the record, and a lot of guys on the record, are not happy with where the game of baseball is in light of the fact that maybe, just maybe, they may be bringing in automated strike zones. I am so against it. Look, there's a human element to that part of it. I'm fine with bringing review into sports to get the calls right.
Yes.
And those kind of things. Because with HDTV and replays, we can see when something's wrong, and there's so much gambling now too. But automated strike zone is one of those things that I believe has a human element to it, and has, because certain umpires have different strike zones and the pitcher's got to adapt to that. So there's just a strategic element to it too. So I'm not in favor of that.
We'll get into it, but I said this to you before the show. I think Rob Manfred and the powers that be are doing things just to do them.
Yeah, just to say we're trying to do things to progress the game.
And I don't know if
I don't know if they're doing the right things. That's the problem.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Real quick, before we get to the phone, I got to tell everybody, coming up today, we got an opportunity for you to score FanFest tickets. We have an online ticket raid today coming up at 3 o'clock. Anthony's filling in for the cuz, so you got your chance to score those tickets coming up today at 3 o'clock. So we'll give you all the details. Online ticket raid for FanFest, which, of course, is happening on Saturday at Xfinity Live, and it's all brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's go to Mike in the Northeast on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I'm just calling because Kapler to me sounds a lot like Chip Kelly. You know, Chip Kelly talking about time and possession. You know, Kapler talking about taking pitches and seeing all these pitches.
Yeah, you're not the first one saying that.
If the Phillies had a sports writer like Ray Dittinger to freak out, Kapler'd be on the block.
Well,
guaranteed.
Look, I know you want to make the comparison to Chip Kelly, but it's not just Gabe Kapler that's got this analytical approach in the majors. It's much more than that. And I can't equate him to Chip Kelly because Chip's real big problem was that he was an ass behind the scenes. He was a jerk. Gabe is not. They love Gabe. They love his culture.
I understand that, but look at last year. Freaking, what's his name, taking a bat because they're playing video games.
Was Santana?
Yeah, Santana. You know, so, I mean, they might love him, but he's getting the same results.
Appreciate it, man. Well, he may be talking about things that don't matter, but he's not Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly, behind the scenes, was a power-hungry jerk.
Yeah, but on face, you can make the comparison. When it comes to,
like, trying to revolutionize the game?
Yeah, and also,
but everybody's doing that,
and also
baseball,
not going away from it. Like, okay, they struck out the side, and he's still like, well, we took pitches. But what did those pitches do for you? And here's the thing. When sometimes you might go, all right, well, they made their closer throw 27 pitches, so that means he's probably not going to be available tomorrow. It was the third game of the series.
Didn't matter.
So you weren't going to see him the next game anyway because he's going somewhere else. He's flying back to San Diego to pitch.
Yeah, I made that point yesterday. You're exactly right. It's like, oh, so you exhausted their pitcher. Good for you for the next team.
Yeah.
And you didn't win.
You
struck out the side. You didn't get a hit. It was three up, three down, three strikeouts. And you're applauding 27 pitches and not lamenting the fact that three guys struck out the one-run game.
Yeah, like, so I read that quote from when he spoke with Bob from Crossing Broad. And he said, however, I think it's reasonable to recognize and acknowledge the effort, the refusal to give up, and the constant grind to get better. It's something I see every day from our group. That's what Gabe Kapler said. Dude, nobody's saying that they're not trying out there. Nobody's saying that they're going out there and saying, I'm going to strike out here.
And I'm fine with it.
And I'm going to make a point by striking out, showing that I'm fine with it. Like, no, nobody's doing that. Nobody's questioning the effort of the team. Sometimes we question the hustle. Sometimes we question
urgency.
The brain when they're on the field. Sometimes Cesar Hernandez kicks a ball and then stares at it, and he's the closest one to it, so he should go after it. Nobody's questioning all that stuff. Nobody's questioning the effort, but when you guys go down, three up, three down, I don't care how many pitches. I don't care if it was nine pitches or 27 pitches.
Yeah.
You lost.
Could have been three pitches. Doesn't matter.
You lost.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. You lost.
Yeah.
So don't be proud of it.
Yeah, don't. That's the wrong time to look for a positive. He's reverted back. Like, for a while there, he was starting to get a little bit less Captain Happy.
Yeah, because of Charlie.
But he's reverted back again. And he's, like, finding the positive in everything. It's like he can't control himself. He automatically goes back to the way he is. And that's just the way he is. And that's why Klentak should have known that when he hired him, that wasn't going to fly here, because there's going to be bumps in the road when you got a young team.
I wonder if I can find the audio, but Andy McPhail has said one thing that I liked since he's been here in Philadelphia, and it was after,
he can only say one thing I would like, and that'd be goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. But it was after last season, somebody asked him about Gabe Kapler's constant positive attitude, and he said, listen, I'm from New York. I don't need constant positive attitude. We are going to talk to Gabe about it, and we are going to work on that. Obviously, they don't want Gabe throwing things and cursing people out during the press conferences. Obviously, they don't want that. But he said, like, I'll admit, the constant positive attitude, it can get annoying. I'm a guy from New York. I don't need to hear that stuff. Yep. And it's not like Philadelphia and New York are all that different when it comes
to East Coast mentality.
Exactly. Yep. So Andy McPhail noticed that. Yeah. So it's not just us fans, people in the media that noticed it.
I guess he's not getting his message across, McPhail, because he's bunkered up again.
Yeah.
And the one time he spoke this year was, if we do, if we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. Anthony and Cherry Hill's on the Fanatic. What's up, Ant? Ant.
Hey, pal. How's it going?
Anthony!
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Just wanted to talk to you guys about the Eagles and them signing Josh McCown.
Yep.
I love Wentz. I think the Eagles will be great. It's just with McCown, I don't think he's a great quarterback, but I definitely don't think he's a bad quarterback. He played for a lot of teams, and, you know, I don't think he's ever had a cast around him like he does now. I think it takes a lot more than a quarterback to win games. I mean, you know, Dolfer won the Super Bowl, and he's not that great of a quarterback. You know what I mean? I understand he had a great defense behind him, but... Yeah.
He did it on the back of a great defense and just didn't hurt the team offensively.
Anderson, right.
Yeah.
I think if anything, you know, happens to Wentz, I think, you know, we could still win, go 9-7 or 10-6 with McCown because of the team behind him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. McCown's 40 years old at this point. He didn't play last year. I don't know what he's got left. I don't know what he had in the first place, because as you pointed out, he played on some pretty bad teams and some bad situations. And he did have a good year in 2013 with the Bears. I brought up his numbers in 8 games. He had like 1,800 yards, had 1 interception, I think 13 touchdowns. He was good that year. But, you know, I don't know what McCown is. I don't want to find out what McCown is, but...
I'd rather not see him on the field.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, talking about is Wentz going to get injured and not get injured is almost a fruitless conversation, because we have no idea if he does get injured. Is it for a game? Is it for 3 games? Is it for the rest of the season? You have no idea. So it's a kind of a fruitless conversation.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you. I was actually wondering if you guys are still giving out a FanFest ticket.
That was the motive.
Yeah, there you go. And I'll give you a pair. We got an online ticket rate today at 3, but I'll hook you up with a pair right now. And you'll be there on Saturday and hanging out. It's going to be a great day. Let's go to the Northeast and talk to Tim on the Fanatic. Hey, Tim.
Yo, Jason, Andrew, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going? So I just had a question for you, and I know Andrew is a baseball guy, and you know your baseball. So the one thing I was wondering, I just want to get your take. How do you think Harper, Hoskins, JT, Segura, how do they react when they see Gabe in a press conference saying what he said and, you know, value and effort?
Like, I don't know if they listen.
No, that's always on in the clubhouse.
Yeah, but are they listening?
Yeah, are they tuned in? They're not cuddled around the TV.
With under 40 games left in the regular season, are they listening at the same point? Because at the same time, it's the same message every single day. Like, that's why during the baseball show, I've really stopped playing Gabe Kapler audio stuff, because it's the same message. It's just different words.
Yeah, lather, rinse, repeat.
You're beating the dead horse. Well, hopefully PETA doesn't have my number, because they're not allowed to say that anymore. But, like...
PETA.
Like... Yeah. How do you think do you think they're just like, this guy is just, this is it, like, this is him, and we have to deal with it? Do you think they're...
It is the $1 million question, man. I don't know. Because I know, like, sometimes a lot of players, you know, to have a kind of quirky guy around that's really positive. A lot of players like that.
Yeah, and like you said, if they were winning, then we would all love it. It's like it's like the way we love Charlie and like his quirkiness. Like,
yeah, but Charlie held losing, but Charlie held guys accountable too, Tim. You know what I mean?
And he wasn't looking at launch angles and all that.
Well, and Charlie was an old school kind of, you know, all shucks kind of guy.
Yeah, like just when he sat J-roll when he didn't run out of the pop out.
Yep, the fly ball, you're right. So I don't know. Like I think that certain players are motivated in different ways. You know, some guys recognize the fact that, you know, like football players or hockey players or basketball players realize that they need a coach that is a face mask grabber.
Yeah,
that rides them to get the most out of them,
like Lavi.
Yeah, and they may go, well, you know what? He's a pain in the rear end, and eventually it's going to wear off on me. But I do recognize that because he was such a pain in the rear end, I played my best, whatever your sport is. I performed better because he was constantly on me. And so some of those guys in that clubhouse, I think some guys are like, whatever, it doesn't matter what he says. We play baseball. He manages. You know, that's the end of it. Other guys go, this guy's a little strange. I mean, the guy is just a little weird.
Oh, I'm sure some of them are saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. And a baseball clubhouse is a pretty ruthless place, and they're around them a tremendous amount.
Well, that's the thing. It's a 162 game season. So how many times can you actually do the yelling?
Yeah, go to the whip.
You're 162 game season.
But you got to be strategic in when you do it. That's because it makes it more effective when you do it that way.
Oh, yeah, when you lose seven straight. Or even, honestly, this past weekend would have been the perfect time to do it because you won four straight, and then you played two bad games against a below 500 team. That would be the time to say, you saw what you guys could do, you won four straight, and then you come back here with your tail between your legs, your heads are down, you lose two straight, you can only put together four hits against a bad Padres team. That would have been the weekend to pop off a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you say, look, if you go down the spiral again, we're going to go right back to where we were.
Yeah, you guys took a step forward, now you took two steps back again.
And we have less than 40 games left, so let's go.
You brought it up earlier in the show. You said, you know, we're kind of breaking down every game like it's a football season.
Yes.
But you're at the point in the season where that's what you do.
Yeah.
You're two games out in the wild card. We have to break. Every game does have kind of magnified meaning right now for the Phillies. It just does.
And when you're playing teams below 500, that's when you need to take advantage because that five-game series against the Nationals, those six games against the Braves in September, those are going to be tough games. Those 11 games, you might not win five or six of them.
Yeah, and it's not June now.
Right.
It's
August.
Yeah, it's a totally different mentality in those games in September. No doubt about it. 610-632-0975. Two open lines if you want to grab them. Talking a lot about Gabe Kapler today. Some Eagles conversation mixed in as well. And the 50 hot takes from Kevin Kincaid at Crossing Broad. We'll bring us some more of these out too and throw some of these to callers to see if they agree. He's got some outlandish ones. And some of the outlandish ones I may even kind of agree with him on.
We also have an interesting quote from Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, good.
About the trade to Cleveland.
Oh, so he's not talking about Antonio Brown?
No.
How about him found another grievance?
It's unbelievable.
What a joke. Just either say, I'm not going to be in camp and I'll be ready for the regular season, or retire. Just do it. Stop with this dog and pony show. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It's the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. And I got to tell you about one of my favorite places in Westchester and Ardmore. It is Carlino's Market. Like I said, they got that location right in my hometown of Westchester, which I frequent. Another great one in Arbor, which I've been to. We've actually done the show from there. And I can vouch for all their unreal selection of artisan foods. They're simply the best. Now, today, they're in their third generation of ownership. In Carlino's, they continue the tradition of old world techniques as makers and purveyors of hand-roasted meats, artisan cheeses, handmade desserts, signature pastas and sauces, house-baked bread, prepared gourmet takeaway foods, and so much more. My wife and I, we go to the Westchester location, like I said, on a regular basis. And there's always something new and delicious to try. So what you do, stop in for a delicious lunch or pick up dinner. And don't forget, they're great for catering as well. So finish your summer cookout season all strong. Carlino's fresh grilling options are throughout every section of their markets, including deli salads, homemade sausages, local produce, and vegetarian options as well. And you can even check out their social media channels for incredible summer grill recipes and ideas. What you do, visit either of their two store locations, Westchester or Ardmore, or for more information, go to their website. It's Carlino's Market.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
It's the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew in for Anthony. And I'll be in for Mikey Mist this afternoon, 2 to 6. And we got a couple open lines at 610-632-0975. Let me give you another one of the Kevin Kincaid hot takes from Crossing Broad, all right? These, some of these are pretty interesting. Number 5 on his list, he said, fantasy football is dangerously close to jumping the shark, especially now that we have legalized sports betting and daily fantasy and other similar outlets. Andrew, do you agree?
I do.
So like season-long fantasy.
Yeah, it's never going to die, but I do that it is. I agree that it's getting kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're not into gambling, right? That's going to continue. If you're in one of those leagues that's been going on for 10 years... that's obviously going to continue because that's a way for people to get together and hang out one night and they do the big board and all that stuff. Like, fantasy football is never going to die, but it is, it's not new.
It's evolving,
right? Yeah, exactly. Like, now you have the daily fantasy stuff and soon online sports betting is going to be legal in PA. I know some places are, not all.
Nah, FanDuel.
Some are.
Believe me, I'm nailing it every night.
Yeah, well, not all of them, but okay. Soon, like, depending on who you're using, right? Yep. You know what I mean? But
well, I suggest you use FanDuel.
There you go. but there's other ways of doing things.
Yeah, it's because then, you know, when you have your draft and you pick number 3 overall and you take Aaron Rodgers, right? And he goes down for the season, then you're screwed. So
yeah, exactly.
DFS has become so much better because you don't have, you know, your season's not ruined by one injury.
But that's also part of the fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, DFS is the more millennial thing. I need things right-handed to me, right? Oh, my guy got hurt. Don't worry. I got another one.
Yeah. I like the DFS, too. And the season-long one, I don't do fantasy football season-long anymore. Just because I did it for so long.
I
was like, this is enough. And
I've been doing it since middle school.
Yeah, but I do DFS every once in a while. I don't do it all the time, but I do it once in a while, and just, you know, to get involved in it. So I would agree with Kevin on that. And if you can just you can throw $5 on a game if you want through FanDuel or whatever. So I would agree with him on that. Let me give you one more here. He says, when Wawa decided to partner with the Baltimore Ravens, the anti-Wawa backlash was pathetic. And a trendy pile-on. Wawa is still king and will always be king.
Yes.
Now, they're the official hoagie of the Eagles, too, but people saw that they're the official hoagie of the Baltimore Ravens, and people freaked out. How dare you?
That didn't bother me
They're expanding into that mark.
I hope the backlash that was on Twitter was more so jokingly, right, and sarcastic. I hope people were actually angry.
Well, there's a woke public now, and they get mad at everything. You know what I mean?
Good. Stay woke.
You can't even call it a manhole cover in Berkeley, California anymore. You got to call it a maintenance cover.
But if you're actually angry that Wawa is branding themselves with the Baltimore Ravens as well as the Eagles, then come on, dude.
Yeah.
You got to find something else to be angry about.
All right, one more. Number 16 on his list. Nobody who actually lives in Philadelphia eats cheesesteaks with any regularity. You agree with that?
Say it one more time.
Anybody who actually lives in Philadelphia, like in this area, you know, we're known for the cheesesteak, but we very few of us actually eat cheesesteaks regularly.
I don't.
I get them not very often, maybe 2-3 times a year.
Yeah, I get them more than that, but that's because I live right near Del Sandro's, so.
And I think like the outsiders from Philadelphia assume that like we eat cheesesteaks 3 nights a week for dinner.
Yeah, which isn't true. So that part's true. But I think, I'm sure there are people that do like once a week. Like maybe it's a Sunday tradition.
Or Friday night, you know? Cheesesteak night, like, or pizza night, cheesesteak night.
We had an old boss. Every Sunday morning was the Dunkin' Donuts day. I'm sure there's people that are like that with cheesesteaks.
I go cheesesteak when I'm in an area where I know there's a really good cheesesteak place, and I'm not in that area very often. I go, oh, I'm over here. I got to pick up a steak. If I'm in the North, I got to go pick up a steak, you know, from that place because I know it's a really good steak, and it's rare that I'm in that area. So when I'm there, I'll double down and go, I'll pick up one while I'm there.
Yeah, like
you got to eat it there. You can't let the cheesesteak doesn't travel.
Nobody's eating cheesesteaks three nights a week unless their cholesterol and everything else is through the roof. And maybe some people are, but I'm not.
All right, 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Turnersville and talk to Rick on the Fanatic. Hey, Rick. Rick. Oh, he's got it on mute. We'll see if he gets it. We'll give him 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, Rick, we'll put you on hold.
You like Amy Adams?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
She's turned 45 today.
Really?
She looks like she's 25 still.
Amy Adams is turning 45?
Yeah.
No.
She looks good.
Really? Yeah, she does look good.
She's underappreciated.
She's in some new show. Sharp Objects. I think it's on like HBO or Showtime or something.
I can tell you with honesty, I've never heard of it.
She's kind of like she's a drunk in it, and she plays it well.
Yeah? She does a good job.
She's like a reporter, and she has to go back to her hometown. I saw a couple episodes. It was pretty good.
I'm a big Amy Adams fan.
There you go. Mark in the Northeast is on the Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I kind of wanted to talk about Kapler, but I didn't want to derail your show here. I've been ready to get rid of this guy since game one of last year when he took Nola out early and they blew that game. I mean, this is going back. But he just seems
that's
like
game one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm talking last season, not this season. But what I want to get at, too, is he reminds me of, like, the parent that wants to be cool and lets the kids do whatever they want. They grow up to be total a-holes. Like, dude, you know what I mean? Like, you need to set some walls. You need to set some ground rules. And, you know, you want to go to the clubhouse and have some fun. And I think the guy might be sweet. I don't know. Is he married?
I have no idea.
Who, Gabe Kapler?
Yeah.
He was. Yeah, okay, yeah, was. Right.
You're right, though. There's something that's like an endearing quality to him.
It's just, listen, he's a nice guy, you know, but it's just not, he's not for baseball. Like, how many games has he been kicked out of? Does he go and yell at these umps? Like, I just don't see it.
I recall, I think, two that I know that he's been.
I think it's three this year, three in his career.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't think he was kicked out in any, but does that matter to you?
No, I just don't see him have any heart. Like, you know, he just seems way too positive. Like, dude, it's great to have positivity in your life. But every now and then, like I said, you need to lay down the law. This guy, you know, he seems like he's in the clubhouse having fun with these guys, like he's part of the team. And really, he's not doing his job. And I think it's time for him to roll. And I think you guys keep saying Joe Girardi. I'd love to see him. But Joe Maddon, too. Why not bring that guy in? The Cubs don't want to keep him around.
There's another Andrew is not going to be in favor of that.
I hate Joe Maddon. Yeah. Smartest guy in the room.
Either, but anybody is better. Anybody is better in Capo at this point. But I'm trying to get the Fan Fest. I want to see how do I do this grab thing at 3 o'clock, guys.
All right, so the online ticket rate is at 3 o'clock. Go on our website, 975thefanatic.com. You'll see the link there. And you can pre-register for the Eventbrite link. And then at 3 o'clock, you got to be on there right away, Mark.
Right.
Because these tickets go very fast. We give away thousands, but they go quick. There'll be a link right at 3 o'clock that pops up. You click that and try and get your tickets that way.
All right, man. I'm going to try to do that, man. I appreciate you guys. I just made the switch, and I'm sticking with you guys from now on, too. I appreciate you.
Right,
Eagles, go Phillies, go Flyers, go Pitchers.
Right, yeah, be good, Mark. Thanks. You too, appreciate guys. It. 4-for-4 guy right there, Andrew. 610-632-0975. Paul in Havertown is on the Fanatic. Paulie.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Jace, Andrew, how you doing?
Great.
I called last week, and I'm so glad to hear you finally, you kind of turned on him a little bit because you were a Gabe defender. And I'm telling you, he's just so, he grates on you. And just think about it. I mean, I know he's had injuries and stuff, but his mismanagement of the bullpen, that's on him. The defensive issues, that's on him. The lack of hustle, that's on him. The thing,
whoa. Why is lack of hustle on him?
That's the manager. I totally
disagree.
You're
a professional athlete. You're getting paid. Hustle.
He
can hold him accountable, which he doesn't. Gabe Kapler for that.
Yeah, well, that's how you hold them accountable. That's how you increase the desire to hustle. But here's the one thing. If you think about it, he's so into watching and looking at pitches, but it is such an anomaly because it contradicts their theory on hitting. If I don't mind you looking at pitches. I believe in looking at pitches if you're going to play small ball. If you want to look at pitches, that's great. Then get walks. Move runners and score, you know, runs on ground outs and sack flies. They don't do that. So,
well, that's not baseball.
but I'm telling you right now, that's one of the other issues. That's why you have a team, you have hitters on this team that can't hit. Like, I don't know. They screw guys up. Reese Hoskins, they got to get him right. This guy can hit. But he is, and Mikel Franco, I go over that. What was wrong with Mikel Franco? Why is he still in the minors?
Why is Sean Rodriguez here?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the combination platter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's unreal. I don't get that either, and you got to ask the general manager that. And I don't know what his answer would be.
And I know there's a lot of blame to go around, but I'm just glad to hear, you know, he's finally turned you. He just annoys people. And the other guy hit my point last year with a 5-run lead and 78 pitches thrown. He takes Nola out in the first game, and they blow that game.
Yeah.
And that's when I turned on him. But, you know, hey.
You were quick, Paul.
I'm from Philly.
Yeah, well, one thing we've perfected as Philadelphia sports fans, Paul, is reacting.
Yes, you're not
good, bad, and there's never indifferent. There's always good or bad. There's no middle ground.
Thank God 6 weeks, the Flyers, Sixers start, and in 2.5 weeks, the Eagles start. That's all I can say.
All right, Paul, be good, man.
You do the same.
All right, 610-632-0975.
I'm doing some research for you.
Okay, on.
So he brought up the Reese Hoskins thing, and I brought up his launch angle, his average launch angle, which is at 24.9, and Ronald Acuna Jr. is at 14, and he has 35 home runs and doesn't seem to be struggling. I just realized that according to baseballsavant.mlb.com, I'm sure you go to that site often.
Bookmarked on my page.
Reese Hoskins has the highest average launch angle in all of baseball.
Oh, man.
At 24.9. Will Smith of the Dodgers is at 24.2, and he's not an everyday player. Travis Shaw is third at 22.8. He's been sent down to the minors this year. Edwin Encarnacion is fourth at 22.6. He actually hits the ball, hits home runs, but that's all he does. And Lucas Duda is number five. He's been up and down from the minors his entire career.
Wow.
So, what does that tell you?
I can't believe it's the highest in baseball.
Now, Mike Trout is 12th at 21.3, but
Trout's a freak.
He's Mike Trout.
Yeah, he's a total
freak.
But
you look at some of these other names, and it's like, all right, Stephen Vogt of the Giants, nice player, but he's not somebody that you're building your team around. Jay Bruce is 7th, but that's all he does is hit home runs. Like, he doesn't do anything else.
Yeah.
He strikes out or he hits home runs.
Yeah, he's not putting the ball in play.
And then you look at some of these other names, and it's like, Austin Riley of the Braves is 11th, but he's one of the younger guys, so that's what he learned coming up.
Yep.
Brandon Belt, like, it's guys that are hitting below 250.
Yeah, well,
so what does launch angles tell you?
All right, so let's go into this, because I saw this tweet from Bob Nightingale last night, and it says the following. It says, they grew up loving the game, made a fabulous living playing / managing the game, but now decry how the modern game of baseball has turned into nightly home run derby, calling it, quote, unwatchable. So this is Bob Nightingale of USA Today writes this article last night. Major League Baseball lifers decry the state of modern baseball is, quote, unwatchable. Now, there's so many interesting quotes in here. And look, I've been criticized for being very harsh on baseball over the last couple of years, saying that the product is not good because the ball is not in play, because the shift is so pronounced and used so often that pitchers have gotten so good. It's easy to say, well, then just hit it the other way. Well, pitchers are so good and throw with such velocity now that it makes it very difficult to just, quote, hit it the other way.
Yeah, and with all the information out there, not even just putting the ball in play, there are always hot zones and cold zones. It's always been there, but there's more information. How many times have we seen Scott Kingery strike out on a fastball up and in? It's because he is now known for the guy who can't hit anything up and in, so just keep throwing it there.
Yeah, until he proves otherwise, he's getting it there. And pitchers have such precision and can throw so hard with precision now, more guys in the league are throwing 95-plus than ever before,
right. Obviously.
And they haven't moved the mound back. It's still 60 feet, 60, the whole thing, right? But some of the quotes in the stories, and really the story was precipitated by Bob because they're considering a rule change to bring in the automated strike zone, which, again, we talked about before, I'm totally against, as you are as well. But some of the quotes here, let me give some of these to you. Goose Gossage said, I can't watch these games anymore. It's not baseball. It's unwatchable. A lot of the strategy of the game, the beauty of the game, it's all gone. It's like a video game now. It's home run derby with their bleeping launch angle every night. So that's Goose Gossage, all right? So they talk about the drastic rule changes with bringing in the automated strike zone, and then there's more knowledge and information than ever before. Now, Lou Piniella was quoted in the story as well. He says, all anybody wants to do is launch the ball. They're making the ballpark smaller, the ball's tighter, and all we're seeing is home runs. There's no hit and runs, no stolen bases, nothing. He says, I managed 3,400 games in the big leagues, and never once did I put on a full shift on anybody. Not once. And I think I won a few games without having to shift.
Yeah, he also only won one World Series.
Okay. Pete Rose, the king, 4,256 hits, right? And struck out 100 times only in 24 seasons. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's insane. He said it's home run derby every night. And if that's what they want, then that's what they're going to get. But they have to understand something. Home runs are up, strikeouts are up, but attendance is down. He goes, I didn't go to Harvard or one of those Ivy League schools, but that's not a good thing. So is attendance down? Well, about 800,000, attendance is down league-wide, 800,000 compared to the same point last year where the final attendance was 69.7 million, which was Major League Baseball's lowest figure since 03. Okay, so it's not just the bad teams either. He cites that the Yankees are on pace to be down 160,000 fewer fans going through the gates this year. And you say you can't blame the players. It's the philosophies being taught from a low level. Joe Madden talks about kids today learning launch angles and all this stuff, and it's all about the strikeout. And for the 12th consecutive season, hitters are on pace to break the strikeout record that we talked about. And even Charlie Manuel is quoted in this story talking about, you know, and he was just named the hitting coach of the Phillies, and he had a quote in here. And here's what Charlie had to say. Charlie goes, ooh, let me just get the right page here real quick. I lost the quote. Some figures.
But he said something about launch angles and how everybody's trying to hit a home run.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, Charlie's an old school guy. But yeah, that's basically what he talks about.
But wait a minute. I thought they had similar philosophies.
No, they don't.
That's what Matt Klentak told us. And yeah. Gabe told us. They have similar philosophies, Jason.
Yeah, they don't. That was baloney. So when you look at it, and I look at baseball, and I have my issues with it, and I was hoping that this Phillies team would be like a throwback, like an offensive team that puts the ball in play, generates runs, and they do on occasion. Like last week when they scored 11 runs, and prior to that, they've had some big offensive outbursts, but it's not a sustainable model for them right now because of their pitching staff and because the launch angle, as you just brought up, Rhys Hoskins has the most
highest
pronounced
average launch angle in baseball is Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah, and because of what these guys are being taught, they're very inconsistent. So to bash your way, and you can't be as inconsistent as they are at the plate, and Rhys Hoskins is a prime example. Harper's gone through it. Every other guy on this team has gone through it at some point. So is the game, and these guys are saying it's unwatchable. You watch a ton
yes.
of baseball, and you watch not just the Phillies. Is the game trending toward unwatchable?
No, I don't think it's unwatchable. I get where these guys are coming from, right? Like the Lou Piniella, Lou Piniella was a fantastic manager in all of baseball, and he did win a lot of games without implementing a shift. I get all that kind of stuff, but to complain, and I think it was Piniella who said it, or La Russa, or somebody said, there's no strategy left in baseball. Well, the shift is a strategic element to baseball. Like, that is strategy. They're not doing the shift just to do the shift. They're doing it because
based on numbers.
It is strategy. So don't say that there's no strategic element anymore. If you want to say the strategy of bunting a runner to second base is gone or stolen bases are gone, like, we're never going to see a guy like Frickie Henderson ever again. Mm-hmm. We're never going to see that. We're not going to see 100 stolen base seasons by players anymore. It's just not going to happen because they believe that there's no point of doing it.
Yeah.
I get why you would be upset about that. I'm upset that there's guys that can't bunt. They literally can't bunt. There was one game, I forget what series it was, but the Phillies lost like 2 of 3, and both teams tried to bunt, and both teams,
it was pathetic.
They could not bunt, and it wasn't the pitchers. It was everyday players. Adam Haseley was poking the ball at the bat at the ball and completely missed it because he doesn't know how to bunt because they don't teach it anymore. So that's a shame that that's gone.
Yeah,
but it kind of sounds like old crotchety men that are like, oh well, back in my day, it's like okay.
Yeah, football was tougher back in 1970 when they wore leather helmets.
Okay, well, back in your day, you guys were drinking beers every single night and you weren't as athletic, and not taking away anything from Pete Rose, who is the hit king, and he's never, that record's never going to be broken probably.
No,
but
not today.
But these guys are more athletic than you were.
Mm-hmm.
Like, baseball has changed. Has it gone back a little bit? Do I think it's not as good as it was 10 years ago? Probably. But at the same time, I don't think it's like unwatchable. I think that's ridiculous.
If your team is not good,
then it's unwatchable.
It's unwatchable.
Yeah.
Very quick.
And that's any sport.
Some teams are more enjoyable to watch than others. Like the Dodgers are a team that are incredible to watch. And you'll get games throughout the league.
If they're on ESPN, you want to watch them.
Yeah, because it's an exciting watch. But there's fewer and far between of those teams. Now, I want to have a productive conversation.
Yes.
Because you made the statement earlier that Rob Manfred is trying to do things to baseball to promote change, but not necessarily making the right decisions, whether that's YouTube-only games, Facebook-only, whether that's bringing in an automated strike zone, he's instituted replay, pitch clocks. We've talked about all these different things.
I think he's doing things just to do them.
Yeah, and it's easy to say, well, just pare down the schedule. knock off 25% of their games, make it a 120-game season.
Right.
That's an easy fix. Is there a fix for this sport without losing the integrity of it? That's the question. Because, like, Mike loves baseball, the timeless nature of it. And there's a lot of people like Mike that are in agreement with him. But that being said, can you make changes to this game that was king for so long without losing the integrity of it? So you it's a very delicate balance because you can't alienate the people that loved everything about its past and change it, but you can't keep it the way it is because the future would be bleak, according to a lot of people.
Right. I guarantee
you. So is there a middle ground here? And what are the things you can do in the middle ground to help it without alienating all the old school baseball?
Yeah, like I get integrity and all that, but there are some rules that you would try to implement that would hurt the integrity of the game, like trying to limit the amount of bullpen pitchers you can use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you making that rule in place? Those same guys, Lou Piniella, Tony La Russa, all those guys, they're probably just upset that they didn't think about it 20, 30 years ago.
To give themselves an edge.
Yeah.
So I want to see if people can come up with a productive solution to the problem without alienating the staunch old school and not doing nothing and now not letting the game have a future.
Right.
610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It's a crazy thing to think about that where the game is right now and declining attendance and all this stuff, and it's more expensive to go than ever. Maybe they need to roll back ticket prices.
Maybe
that'll help.
There's things I don't like. Trust me, there's things about today's baseball that I don't like, but I don't think it's unwatchable.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've complained about is the shift, and you say that's a strategic thing, and it is, but you can still limit it. You can limit it.
Yeah, but
seven players on one side.
But now you're making ridiculous rules.
I don't think that's a ridiculous rule. I think that's a rule that needs to be instituted. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Also, Andrew's got a dilemma. I want to see if we can solve it for him. Stay tuned. Midday show is on 97.5 The Fanatic. And I got to tell you about the all-new Conkerville Subaru. Oh, man. I saw it being constructed. You got to check out the new beautiful showroom. It is large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. They built this gorgeous showroom. Who did they build it for? Not for them, but for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you use their beverage area or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to a fireplace. Now, you're also going to get a free car wash after every service appointment. A little added bonus. Drive home the Subaru you want and have always wanted at the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on right now. All 2019 Outbacks, Foresters, and Impresas, and Legacies, they're 0% financing for the last month or for the month of August. And you all know Subarus, they're built to last. Buying one with 0% financing makes all the sense in the world. So while you're out there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, the first full-size Subaru SUV. It's fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. Again, the website, 202subaru.com. Check out all the inventory and details there. 0% finance deal ends August 31st, 2019. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
Bills heading to Boston. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by the Empire State Building. Introducing the all-new Empire State Building featuring
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic plays on one station in Philly. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we got to fix an issue that you got going on. You're getting married.
Yeah. Is that the issue?
No.
Turn back now.
I'm happy for you. You need to settle down. Settle down every night. Get myself a nice girl. Right? So you need to settle down. You popped the question at FanFest last year, just 50, I guess.
The day before.
51.
I didn't do it at FanFest.
Oh, okay.
Day before.
51 weeks ago, basically. So you're getting married, and you're getting married this fall.
Yes.
What is it?
November 30th.
November 30th.
So we are 3 months and 10 days away.
And a little while back, I got a nice little save the date card in the mail.
Yes.
You know? And it's done on nice stationery and the whole thing. You know, it's nice. And it costs money to do these things.
Uh-huh.
Now, how many guests are you having at the wedding reception?
Undisclosed.
Undisclosed? You don't know yet, or you're not telling?
Not telling.
Okay. So the save the date cards go out, and then, boom, you got to send out the invitations, right?
Yes.
And the invitations, you thought the save the date cards cost a little chunk of change. The invitations, I remember when I got married. We sent them out. It cost me like $1,200.
Well, they cost more because not only do you get the invitation, you have to have the other card that has the information on it as to where to go for the church and then where to go for the reception and then where to park.
And the instruction card.
And that's another card.
And that's done in a nice calligraphy font as well.
Yes, and of course, then they have to use their envelope, the company that you go through, so that's even more money.
Sure, because it's a high-quality, thicker paper and the whole thing. So it ends up costing you
over $1,000.
Over $1,000 to send out invitation. And my question is, in the world that we live in today, doesn't it make more sense on so many levels, not to the least of which is cost, to just send out the invitations electronically?
But
you're spending all this money to get married anyway, and honeymoon and reception.
Yeah, putting down the deposit cake, for the honeymoon today.
Yeah, cake, the whole thing, right? I mean, it
adds up.
Yes. So do we need a paper invitation anymore on a really high quality paper?
No, I don't think so. No.
There's certain areas I think that you
lost that battle.
Let the technology come into play and you can cut. Like you need like Kate's out here. You need a really good photographer for your wedding.
Yes.
Because you want to have those photos. And like Kate's not out here going to the photo mat to print the pictures for you.
Right.
You get them digitally.
Yeah.
Right?
We're doing a photographer and the videographer because the videographer, I think a lot of people didn't have that growing up.
Like you don't skimp on that.
Yes.
But the invitation you can send electronically. Like, can you put together like a nice PowerPoint invitation?
I would think so, but I lost
Microsoft
that battle.
Word.
And I'm going to say yes and nod my head and cut the check.
See, you got to learn to stand up a little bit here and find a hill to die on at the cost of this wedding.
I don't know. I don't know how people feel about that because it is the more classy thing to do. It's the more old school thing to do.
It's traditional, but it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
It is the more traditional thing to do. So. Yeah. I guess that's why it happens.
See, what you do is you go to her and you convince her, and she goes to her parents and says, we're going to send out the email. We're going to send out the invitations electronically via email. And her parents say, well, you can't do that. She said, well, it's a cost thing. We can't justify the cost. And then the parents go, I'll pay for the invitation. Now you saved it.
Yeah, now all of a sudden we win.
Yeah.
Here's what I think should happen. Maybe you get like 50 invitations and send it to like the immediate family. Like, here,
core.
This is something that you get to keep the rest of your life. And then everybody else that's not really
I don't
really
even
that
have
core.
One of my invitations. Why would I want to keep an invitation to a wedding?
You don't have one of your invitations?
Actually, I do. There's one framed
exactly.
in my house.
Exactly. We're framing one.
But that's because my wife's best friend designed it.
Yeah.
She's an artist.
See, I bought the double-sided frame. I put the save the date on one side. This is one of the things that I did for her. And we're going to put the invitation on the other frame.
See, to me, and if I was getting married today, I would convince my wife, and I don't think it would take much convincing for her to say, we're going with an electronic invitation for the wedding.
Yeah.
Would I be out of line doing that?
No, I don't know what it is because of the way the world that we're living in now, and you can access your email through a computer, through an iPad, through a phone, you name it, you can access your email.
Do a post on Facebook or Twitter.
Like my cousin's 30th birthday, it was just an invite. Right? Like, his mom sent out the Evite.
Yeah, and you RSVP electronically.
That's all.
I mean, I saw the save the date in my bag, and I just tossed it.
Okay,
and I got
thanks.
News for you. When you send me the invitation, I'm going to respond verbally, and I'm going to toss it.
I appreciate it. Thanks
you know
a
what
lot.
I mean? I don't need any more mail between that and the Val Pack. I'm good.
Can you at least give me the RSVP?
Yeah, I'll hand it to you. How
thank
about
you.
That?
I don't need a verbal.
Yeah, here's your RSVP. I'll be there.
Okay.
And the old lady will be in tow.
All right.
All
awesome.
Right? There's your RSVP. I don't know why, like, it just seems like a waste of money to me.
Especially
I'm
now
not being
29.
Cheap.
No,
I'm not being
I get
cheap.
It. It's a 2019 thing, right?
Use the money, but just use it on something else. An upgrade on the house. An upgrade at your honeymoon. Something.
Yes.
I'm not telling you to save the money. Although you should save every penny you got.
Listen, I'm cheap, so I wish I could do this.
Yeah, see, I'm not an old school guy. I think that you go with electronic Evite for the wedding.
Yeah, too late.
Is that a bit kind of douchey?
I don't think so.
See, that's pretty savvy, isn't
because
it?
Because the way technology works nowadays, I don't think you have to do the paper invitation, but I would lose that battle.
All right,
I already lost that battle.
Colleen just sent me a DM. She goes, keep the mail people working. Me, it's traditional to get invites in the mail.
Yeah, it is traditional.
Look, Colleen, the mail's going to come no matter what.
Yeah.
The Valpak's going to get delivered, and the Raymore and Flanagan, book with the fall.
I'm
going
to get the 20% off coupon to Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah.
No matter how I want it or not.
You don't need Andrew's wedding invites clogging up your mail car. All right. I just wonder if I'm out of line here a little bit. I'm not sure.
610. I don't think you're out of line.
610-632-0975. I'm always trying to solve problems here, Andrew. And
I know.
You know,
you're looking out for me. I'm a young kid.
Having been
taking me under your wing.
Been married now a few years. That I'm trying to avoid some of the pitfalls for you. 610-632-0975. Let me give you a couple more of these hot takes.
Oh, yeah, and I have Lakers news for you as well.
Well, give me that first.
Okay. Adrian Wojnarowski, sources.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.